In the previous lessons, we've looked at the necessary steps that lead to our salvation. We've seen that in order to be saved, we must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because without believing in Him, we are already dead in our sins, John chapter 8, verse 24. We know that we must repent of our sins, that is, change our mind towards sin, give our best to stop sinning, and give our best to start serving God, Acts chapter 17, verse 30. We've also seen that we must be willing to confess the name of Jesus Christ before others, as is evidenced in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. But if you'll look with me in Romans chapter 6, we find yet another necessary step that leads to our salvation. In Romans 6, beginning in verses 3 and 4, Paul said, "Or do you know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Many denominations teach today that this idea of baptism can be that of sprinkling or pouring some water on somebody, but neither our English Bibles nor the original language will allow this to be true. The word that is transliterated into the word baptism in our Bibles means to dip or to immerse or plunge somebody into water. And whenever we think about plunging or dipping someone in water, not the idea of dipping our hand or a cup into water, but dipping the person into water or immersing them, it is a total immersion into water. They must go down into the water and they must also come up out of it. But also, if you'll look there in your Bible again at Romans 6, verse 4, Paul said, "We were buried with Christ through baptism." The idea of burial is not foreign to us. Whenever we bury an object, we're not saying that we sprinkled a little bit of dirt on top of it or that we poured maybe a cup full of water on top of it, but that we totally, entirely put it under the ground. The same thing is true about baptism in the Bible. It's not a sprinkling, it's not a pouring, but it is a burial. It is entirely placing somebody under the water. But also, if you look again in Romans chapter 6, we see the importance of baptism. In verse 5, Paul said, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection." How is it that we are buried in the likeness or the similitude that Christ was? In verse 4, we are buried through baptism into death. And Paul said it's only if we have been buried with Christ, that is, only if we have been baptized, we too will arise spiritually and be resurrected just as Christ was physically resurrected from the dead. So the question is, have you been baptized? That is, have you been immersed in water? Because it's only if you have done that you too will be raised from your sins.